House of Representatives and does not look like there will be anytime soon. AP reporter Sagar Magani says hardline conservative Jim Jordan told his fellow Republicans he will suspend his bid.
Jordan has already failed to win the gavel in two votes, and it's doubtful he'll immediately try again. Republicans who attended a private meeting this morning say Jordan told them he will back an extraordinary plan to give interim Speaker Patrick McHenry more power to reopen the House and conduct key business. It comes amid a growing realization that GOP dysfunction could leave the House without a leader for the foreseeable future. And essentially out of service.
The House will come to order.
McHenry gaveled in the House today, and just 2.5 minutes later,
the chair declares the House in recess subject to the call of the chair.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United Nations World Health Organization says it has trucks loaded with relief supplies for Gaza and is ready to go.
We're working with Egypt and Palestine Red Crescent societies to deliver our supplies into Gaza as soon as the Rafah crossing is opened, hopefully tomorrow.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant told troops gathered at the Gaza border on Thursday they will soon see the Palestinian enclave from the inside, suggesting the ground invasion is imminent. A former lawyer for Donald Trump on Thursday pleaded guilty to 6 counts of conspiracy for aiding the former U.S. president's efforts to overturn his election defeat in the U.S. state of Georgia.
Do you understand that by pleading guilty, you are giving up the right of the presumption of innocence?
Yes.
That is Sidney Powell, who was at the president's side while he tried to overturn the election. This is VOA News. Voters in Venezuela will on Sunday choose a unity candidate from among 10 hopefuls to